Now, I have the great pleasure to announce our speaker. Please, let's give a warm welcome to Sylvia Orton.
Well, like I say, the second time. The first was like 10 years ago. So this is kind of the first time. And I didn't know I was going to be talking tonight till Millie called me yesterday and said, "You're still talking tomorrow night. I wish I could be there." And I'm like, okay, so now I need to think of what I'm going to talk about, you know. And, you know, I kind of panicked for a little bit. But then I sat around my house, and I spent all day with my granddaughter yesterday, and she's a sweetheart. She's 6 years old. And for Christmas, her and her mom were out Christmas shopping, and they were in this little spiritual store and stuff looking at things. And she says, "Grammy believes in angels, Mom." And she looked down, there was all these angel cards there. And she said, "I want to get Grammy those angel cards." So she gave me angel cards for Christmas and a Tibetan singing bowl. Wow. This is from my six-year-old granddaughter. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to pull a card from this deck, and that's what I'm going to give my talk on. So I shuffled, and I pulled a card, and I drew the card that's for a father's love. And so I thought, well, that's what I'm supposed to talk on tonight. So I wanted to read to you what the card said, and then I'll, you know, tell you what it meant to me, because I'm so surprised that this card, I'm not surprised because things happen for, you know, they're supposed to happen. But the card said, "A father's love for his son or daughter never dies. The strength gained from each love is often unquantifiable in that it can be tapped into at any time for whatever reason, whether your father is still here or has passed. A father's love is one of the strongest bonds any of us will ever experience. A father's love is reaching out to you in support. The love of a father or father figure offers great strength, but even if your father has passed, his influence, support, and love remains eternal. Just as important, spirit can wrap their arms of love around you when you most need it. Even if your father is still here, his love, no matter how many miles you're apart, can be felt. The beauty of a father's love is that no matter what the circumstances, his love is unwavering, compassionate, forgiving, purposeful, and full of energy and strength. Whenever you feel alone or lost, whenever you feel misguided or lacking in confidence, just stop for a moment and let the love of your father figure give you the comfort or guidance that you need. Whenever you feel alone or lost, just stop and breathe deeply. In that quiet moment, ask your father, your grandfather, or your heavenly father to come be with you. If they are still here, pick up your phone right then and call them. You will know immediately that you are not alone. And ask for guidance. Then listen. Listen to them. Remember, they have lived many more years than you, so draw on that wisdom and love. Then whenever you feel misguided or lacking in confidence, stop again and breathe in deeply. We have all come to crossroads in our lives. That, I believe, is part of our purpose when we chose to come to this earth life. We are given free will to make choices and learn lessons in whichever direction we may go. If your choice is not making you happy and feeling love in your heart, guess what? You can choose again. So if you feel misguided, redirect your choice, and when you discover the best way for you, you will not lack in confidence because the love of your Heavenly Father is with you, giving you the strength you need to do what you want and to be who you want to be. My father and I had a falling out when I was young. We didn't communicate for over 20 years. Then he came to a crossroads in his life. Instead of asking my brothers and sister for his help, he asked me. He didn't say, "I'm sorry," or any such words, but he spoke to me in actions. In just a moment's time, I could feel the pain and anguish he had been suffering all those misguided years. My father is now on the other side, and he has visited me numerous times. For years, he kept asking in circle, and when I would pray, he kept asking me to forgive him. So over time, I did. I forgave him, and I felt so good about it. And when I finally released that hurt that I had held on to, it just felt so freeing. You know, I was so unburdened. But I still kept getting touches in from my father. He still kept coming to visit me, asking me to forgive him. So now I'm confused because I'm like, I'm really believing in my heart that I have forgiven my father. But he had to keep coming back. And so I consulted Millie. I said, Millie, you know what? Why does he keep coming? You know, I truly have forgiven him. And she said, he hasn't forgiven himself. And so I prayed for him to just let it go. And it's probably about a week or so after that, I was having a conversation with one of my older brothers. And I was telling him he's had circles with Millie. I went to Washington years and years ago with Millie, and my brother lives there. And we were at Rita's house, and my brother came up there and did circle with us up there, and so he knows Millie. So I was sharing with my brother these touch-ins that Dad kept coming in on, and I says, I don't understand. You know, I really do. I forgive him. I feel so much better about myself now. Well, he told me a story about some things that had happened many, many years ago that I wasn't privy to. I didn't know these stories were being said about me. And I sat and I listened to it, and they were totally misconstrued. So I told my brother, you know, I straightened everything out. I told him, no, that's not what happened. This is what happened. And anyway, so he says, maybe you need to talk to your other brothers and sister. And I said, you know, I don't have to explain to anyone. You know, I know in my heart, you know, the right thing here. But, you know, it dawned on me, you know, once I heard this, I realized at that point why my father kept coming back. Because he still hadn't forgiven himself for this other incident. And I'm just like, it's done. Let it go, you know. I mean, I've moved on with my life. And, Dad, you need to move on now, too. And I don't know. It was just, it's almost like you can feel a physical awareness, a physical letting go of this pain, this anguish, you know. My father was finally released. And now, I mean, it's really fun because I've got a picture of him and my mom up on my wall, and every once in a while I'll see him just, you know, go by in my living room or in my bedroom. And it's just like he's just walking by saying hi, you know, but he's free now. He's free to do what he needs to do, you know, and it makes me feel so good. And all the anger and the hurt is just, it's gone because it's so unnecessary. It's hard, you know, it's a lot of work to get to that point. But boy, once you reach it, you look back and you go, why was this so hard? Because now it just seems like it was just so unnecessary. This just reminded me just how important all of our thoughts, all of our deeds, and all of our actions are that we experience, and that we're all so interconnected. And how long we carry things in this life and into the next is just, you know, really dependent on what we believe, you know, what we believe and accept about ourselves. So I just want to, you know, remind everyone, you know, life is so short and so wonderful. We just need to stop every now and then and just listen to what's going on around us. Today I heard birds singing in my backyard. I saw butterflies. I swear, Penny, you would have just been in nirvana. I live in Rancho Bernardo, and it was like everywhere I went, there was just hundreds of butterflies. They were just little, I don't know what kind they were.
They're lady,
got something else. They're migrating right now. They're getting, millions of them are migrating.
So many. And one of them hit my windshield. I'm just like, oh, you know. So many butterflies. And it was just, you know, to be aware of all the beauty out there. It's just, you know, you just have to listen to all the sounds. I mean, I get sometimes, you know, you get irritated by the sounds of the cars on the road and everything. But I remember years ago watching a movie called August Rush. And this little boy, he just listened to the sounds around him and made this beautiful music. And it's something we could all do. We could just make beautiful music out of our lives. You know, we just have to stop and listen and really appreciate and love every moment. And I was to the ocean yesterday and just listened to those waves crash and smelling the salt air. And it was just, you know, and I was with my grandkids. And, you know, I mean, life, you know, can't get much better than that. You know, it's just, it's so wonderful. And I just, I don't know, I can feel my dad with me in moments like that. You know, we didn't get to share a lot of those kind of times. But we're sharing them now, you know, because I feel his closeness to me now. So I think it's really, really important to every day, you know, recognize the things that we're grateful for and the things that we have in our lives and just, you know, thank God, you know, thank our Heavenly Father for allowing us to live this magnificent life that He's given to us, you know, and make it the best you can. We're all going to have bumps and ups and downs, but when you know, really focus and ask. You know, when you're in one of those downs, just ask for help and ask your father, ask your grandfather, ask your Heavenly Father, and believe me, they'll step up to the plate. They'll step up to you every time and help you out. So that's all I have to say.
Great.
Well, thanks for listening. Have a great week.